This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Jeff from Tacoma is. Jeff, are you there?
Sure am.
Jeff, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday?
I was not.
Yes.
So you missed the cheat sheet. All right, it's an even playing field then.
That's right. We both have integrity. We don't cheat.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that's why he wasn't listening. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
In Harry Potter, Hogwarts is separated into how many houses?
Four.
Correct. Groundhog Day happens in what month?
February.
Yes. What chemical element is used in the manufacture of batteries?
Calcium?
No.
Lithium?
Yes. What is the main ingredient in Baba Ganoush?
Broccoli?
No.
Eggplant?
Yes. Which Broadway musical is known for the song Defying Gravity?
Pass.
What household hazard triples on Thanksgiving?
Fires?
Yes. Saudi Arabia imports camels from what country?
India.
No.
Egypt.
What was that? Hello?
Egypt. Egypt.
No.
Pass.
Most children have how many baby teeth?
26, 28.
No, 30. No. What is the name of Mickey Mouse's pet dog?
Pluto.
Yes. Vitamin water was first launched in what early 2000s year?
2002.
No. Jeff, you got six correct.
We can work with this, Jeff.
Okay.
You're on a roll in the beginning.
I'm holding on to hope.
Yes.
Steve
has been.
I know it's really frustrating and annoying.
And he's just walking in here with his little
strut.
His little cocky strut over here.
Yeah, the more hate I get from you guys, the more cockiness I have to just exude out of this body.
Feeding the monster.
I don't like it.
Feeding.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
In Harry Potter, Hogwarts is separated into how many houses?
Two.
No.
Three.
No.
Four.
There we go.
Yes.
Groundhog Day happens in what month?
Crap. February?
Wow, yes. What chemical element is used in the manufacture of batteries?
Lithium.
Wow, yes. What is the main ingredient in Baba Ganoush?
Baba Ganoush.
Baba Ganoush.
Rice cake. It's a song, sorry. What it? Main ingredient? Milk?
No.
Baba?
No.
A healthy serving of ganoush.
No. Which Broadway musical is known for the song Defying Gravity?
Whoa. Which Broadway?
Whoa.
I don't know. Defying Gravity, Moana?
No.
Aladdin.
No.
Oh, Sleeping Beauty.
No. What household hazard triples on Thanksgiving?
What household hazard triples on Thanksgiving? Stabbings.
Oh, my
electrocution?
No.
Obesity?
No.
Oh, my.
Stabbings triple in my household on Thanksgiving. Wow.
Oh,
Steve,
boy.
You got 3 correct, which is a loss, 6-3. That's what's up, Jeff. Let's go.
Wow.
Have you too,
Thanks, Jeff. Take care, Jeff. Have a good one.
You should take that cocky walk right out of this studio.
I'm going to walk backwards out.
Are you broken? What was that?
I don't know. I think Baba Ganoush just ruined me for the rest of the game.
Which... there's not baba or ganoush in it. The main ingredient is eggplant.
Okay.
It's really good, and you've probably had it a million times.
Mm-hmm.
The Broadway musical...
I don't think I've had it a million times, but...
...is known for defying gravity. Danny, please let us know.
Wicked.
I need to start listening to my brain, because yet again, my brain said Wicked.
Yeah.
But my body was like, no, that's a bad answer. Don't waste your guesses with that one.
Should have gone with it. The household hazard that triples on Thanksgiving is not...
Fires!
But I like stabbings.
You should have done stabbings, yeah.
That's so good.
That makes sense. All the food you're cooking, and some people try to deep fry a turkey.
Yeah, but I
love family arguments, you know.
Yeah, just light things on fire, stab people, whatever you want to do. 4 you did not get to.
Oh,
Saudi
boy.
Arabia imports camels from what country?
Egypt?
No, but that's a good guess. Jeff guessed that as well. It's Australia.
Okay.
Whoa.
I know.
I didn't even know that Australian... camels existed.
They're native to Australia.
What? I can't. Most children have how many baby teeth?
20?
Yes.
I totally was going to say that, but I remember so rude and just jumped right in.
I was about to put it on both of you because you guys have children. So.
No idea.
What is the name of Mickey Mouse's pet dog? You know this.
Oh, it's Goofy.
He's a cow.
Pluto.
He's a cow. And vitamin water was first launched in what early 2000s year?
2002?
Just 2000.
Wow.
So even with all those questions, you would have lost. So congrats, Steve.
I would love to see Steve lose at Beat Migs on live night.
Ooh, me too.
In front of everyone when the stakes are even extra high. December 13th, we're going to be at Showbox Soda where everything will be performed live from the sound effects to the voice actors, the live barbershop quartet, the KISW New Originals.
Just got a text message that says, hey, radio friends, Chris from Olympia here, and my girlfriend and I are super excited for live night, our first KISW live event, besides concerts, of course. Hopefully we get to rub elbows with you cool people.
Oh, we will rub your elbows for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Tyron loves to rub people's elbows.
Mm-hmm. True
Walter
story.
Jones will be there. Cannot confirm or deny he will rub your elbows, but he'll be there to hang out.
Get your tickets now at KISW.com. What is an odd thing that you find attractive in someone? 206-803-ROCK. Call in now as we want to hear what strange thing you find attractive in other people. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is an odd thing that you find attractive in someone? 206-803-ROCK.
I saw a great online chat about this, and the first thing, and it's on this chat, for me, I don't know if it's about you, but mine was always, I found very attractive girls that had lazy eyes.
Oh.
I don't know why. I remember I dated a girl in college that had a lazy eye, and I was just something about that, like, when they're not looking the same direction. I don't know why, but I always thought it was just like the cutest thing.
Well, this list has a bunch of different things.
I even had a band. I had a band when I moved out here, and we were called Lazy Eye Girlfriend because I told them the story, and they all thought that was just the most absurd thing.
That's the first time I've ever heard anybody say that, Steve.
Yes. Well, dude, it even says that, like, people with unique physical characteristics, like unusual noses, imperfect smiles, crooked teeth, freckles, bigger ears, birthmarks, and visible veins for those vascular kinds.
So when hanging out with your wife, do you ever just like be like, hey, babe, can you go cross-eyed for a second?
Oh, I look the other way and I go, bonk, and I hope that she goes cross-eyed, but she doesn't.
Oh, my God. 206-803-ROCK. What is an odd thing?
Let's role play, babe.
That you find attractive in someone. Cheyenne in South Dakota, what is it for you?
Well, honestly, it's people that smell good. I mean, I love it when someone puts effort into that, you know?
That's not so odd, though. I feel like, you know, if they smell bad, that would be odd.
Yeah, right?
Is it a perfume, or is it just that they just smell
pheromones?
Clean?
Well, I'm into cologne, so I appreciate good perfumes, you know? So, I guess it's just kind of a thing for me. By the way, Steve, I'm coming back for live night, so we'll see you again soon.
Live night. Get tickets at KSW.com. Big Walt's going to be there, and Cheyenne from South Dakota. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's all you need.
A good dude. That's awesome. What about you?
Tool belt.
A tool belt.
You put a tool belt on. I don't care if you're hanging a picture or building a barn. It gets me going.
Go from those tools to a different tool, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'll ask Brad to do like the simplest of things and he'll put on a tool belt because he knows it's going to benefit him in the long run.
All right, let's look through this list and see if any of us agree with these.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
When men or women build fires and stuff.
I mean, are they trying to set my house on fire? Because no, I don't find that attractive at all.
You don't like someone building up a big bonfire?
Although there was that one girl that, remember that? Oh, you weren't here back in those days. There was a rock girl that set another person's house on fire.
That's pretty hot.
And she was hot.
Yeah.
So then a guy like not like you want to date that person hot, but it was like, that's kind of crazy hot.
What about men or women who actually read books in their free time?
No.
No. Because then they're going to want to talk about them.
Math skills.
No.
Math skills don't get you all fired up?
I'll go with the reading, though. I like a girl who reads.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you read?
Yeah.
Nerd.
What's the last book you read? 20 minutes every night.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Penthouse Forum doesn't count.
Huh?
Penthouse Forum doesn't count.
We read that to each other before we go to bed. Yeah.
I never thought this would happen to me, is what the person just said. What book are you reading right now?
It's a mindfulness book. I can't remember the name of
it. Are you
the
mindful?
Title of it. I mean, not really, no. But I'm trying to learn how to be mindful.
It's not working.
I'm the most chill person on the show, Sarah.
No, you're not.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Say the three people yelling at Danny.
We are
right
so much more chill than you, nerd.
Yeah, reading
so
is dumb.
You don't even know the name of the book that you're reading.
That's loser. Right.
Are you really reading if you don't know the name of the book?
You don't really read for the title, Steve.
Oh, what, you just read so you can fall asleep
reading?
I cannot wait for Danny to bestow the knowledge of mindfulness upon us when he finally figures it out.
He needs to grow a beard. Until you grow one of those long-ass white beards like Rick Rubin, I don't want to hear anything about not mindfulness coming out of your non-racist face now.
The internet has been having an absolute field day with the sausage guy from Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, yeah.
So we need to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A contestant on Wheel of Fortune made an all-time bad guess this past Monday.
All-time amazing guest.
The answer was give yourself a round of applause. But he guessed, treat yourself a round of sausage. And if you missed it, here is that moment.
I'd like to buy you.
Well, you're going to get three U's.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
That Seacrest was like, oh. Also, mind you, the word saw, it was applause, and the letter A was already turned over. So it wasn't like as if like the A was missing, and he was like, well, maybe it's sausage. I don't know.
He just panicked.
I'm sorry, that's not it. Over to Katina.
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah, that's it. Although, Will, I kind of like yours better. That sounds better than just clapping right now.
Yeah, sausage over clapping any day of the week.
Now, Pat Sajak's daughter, Maggie, she does a lot with the show, and afterwards she was talking to Will about what exactly happened.
All right, Will, we had a little miss-solve in the first game. That's okay.
Yes. So they're doing like post-game interviews, like it's like the NFL?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Did you walk me through how you're feeling?
Yeah, I tell you, when the lights are on and, you know, the stars and Ryan Seacrest, Vanna White, I just went blank. But if your dad in retirement is watching the show, maybe cracks a beer and gets a laugh, it was worth it.
Okay, I will make sure that we tune in that night, okay?
Great, yes.
That's a promise. Awesome. I will make to.
And I'm sure I'm going to have sausages in my locker and police car when I get back. So we'll try to have some fun with it.
Okay, he's a cop. That's amazing. I just love his attitude about it all.
Yes.
I feel like this is exactly how Ray Gun should be acting. You know, when something silly and embarrassing happens, like Ray Gun the break dancer, instead of just being mad and upset and trying to, like, you know, avoid it, just wrap your arms around it and just have fun with it.
Embrace it.
Yeah.
So many people are having a blast on social media goofing on his screw up. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
Yep. We found some of those comments, sent them to Jason, said reenact them however you want. And of course, some people just get a little too worked up about Wheel of Fortune on social media. You ready for the first comment?
Oh, yeah.
This guy won $10,000 somehow. America.
That's right, because he ended up winning some money.
I mean, that's unbelievable. Like, he's struggling that bad?
The pressure. The sausage.
I mean, he's probably been practicing his whole life.
I know. I was like, this is the moment, babe. I'm going to do it. And we're going to crush it. I watch this show all the time. Everybody's going to sausage for me.
Oh, boy.
I mean, applause for me.
Goof on him all you want, but Will used this moment to raise money for a local food bank. And his buds gifted him an apron with his answer on it. LOL.
All right, thanks for making us all feel bad for making fun of the guy. That is pretty cool that he had a big watch party and raised a bunch of money and donated it to a food bank. And also his friends just clowning on him is fantastic.
I bet the food bank is accepting a lot of sausage right now.
Since he was freely changing letters, he should have said, treat yourself a pound of sausage.
What was the company that now?
Johnsonville.
Johnsonville, the sausage. Yes, they put the quote. Or the answer on, like, their packaging and put it up on their social media, which I thought was hilarious.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
You never been to a bar and bought a round of sausage for everyone?
If I was at a bar and someone bought a round of sausage, I would be ecstatic. Oh,
yeah, one time in Dallas we did that, right, Danny? That was a good time.
What?
Yeah, we bought sausage for everybody. It was awesome.
Was that at the male strip club?
Where was I for this?
You were getting an Uber. You didn't come back in. You missed out on it. It was fun.
I guess so.
It's the best time.
Imagine being arrested by him, and then as he is reading you your rights, you say, hey, aren't you that sausage guy from Wheel of Fortune, officer?
That would be pretty funny.
I love it.
I had a moment a little bit different than that, but when I had my wedding, and I've told you guys how I had a magician at our wedding. And that was his side hustle. Like, that's what he was, like, one of those David Blaine street magicians. And he was going around table to table, just making things turn on and fire, putting things in his eyelid, pulling it out of the other one. And people were freaking out. It was a great time. His actual job at the time, he's no longer a cop, but he was a cop. He was a police officer somewhere in the South End. And one of my buddies who was at my wedding came over to me and was losing his mind. He's like, your magician once arrested me. I was like, excuse me, what? And then I went over to the guy that was the cop / magician. He's like, I thought he looked familiar.
Is that one of his tricks, though, escaping from handcuffs?
Apparently so. It was like a minor in possession wait many, many years before the wedding, but it was just like, it was like one of those dumb moments where it's like, of course, the magician's the guy who once arrested
you. Some people have a side hustle.
Yeah.
A TV icon that we all grew up with shocked us with an announcement that he is battling cancer. We're going to tell you who it is during What's Trending after Green Day.
The Daily Mix Show.
Your day is off and running, Rockaholics. And as you move through the morning, making sense of the world of pop culture can be a lot. So we're here to help you out and tell you what's trending. What's trending on the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go. Let's go. Dave Coulier, otherwise probably best known as Uncle Joey, 65 years old. He is battling stage 3 non-Hodgkin lymphoma. He was just on the Today Show to share that news.
Yes, 5 weeks ago, I was diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. In that time, I've had 3 surgeries. I've had chemo. I've lost a little bit of hair. I kind of look like a little baby bird now. But it has been a roller coaster ride, for sure.
The guy's still cracking jokes and going through all that. You gotta have nothing but love for that dude.
For sure. He also shared how he had to break this news to his wife.
I told my wife, Melissa, I got the news. I was home by myself. She came home 20 minutes later, and she said, have you heard anything? And I said, yeah, I have cancer. And she said, come on, quit making jokes. And I said, no, I did. And
I got to imagine that happens a lot in that household. Like, he's constantly cracking dumb jokes, and she's just like, I don't even know how you can, like, how do you even break that news to your significant other? Like, your wife, your husband, whoever.
We never go through that.
Right? Yeah. I think I might send a text.
No! Super passive.
It's like, hey, just
you up?
We can talk more about it later, but just so you know, and then you can process it. By the time I get home, we'll be good. I'll bring home some food.
Oh my!
I don't know. I don't know. Of course, I do it in person.
Could you imagine if she just like thumbsed up your text or like hearted it? No. Cool story, bro.
Wrong emoji.
And once that settled in, it was a gut punch. But there was still another hurdle. We had to find out what the staging was. Mm-hmm. And so they, went into my bone marrow. We got good news that day, once we got the results, that, it hadn't spread. At that point, the curability rate went up to 90%+. Oh, wow. So it's very treatable.
Oh, that's nice. Great news.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still scary, but that's better than... You know, obviously lower than 90%.
Definitely.
Man, though, what a... I couldn't imagine that.
No.
Now we go from that story to the most ridiculous other end of the story. And this is all based on that football player that had a Gatorade, quote-unquote, stain on... Was it James Houston?
Yeah.
When he played for Detroit Lions. He was on TV. He's wearing his white pants, you know, in a football game. And there's just, like, a spot on his butt. And everyone was like, we know what that is, James. He's like, no.
Gatorade.
I sat on a little puddle of Gatorade, completely not poop. Well, anyways, Jason Kelce didn't believe him. You know, Jason Kelce, the former Eagles player, he's like, you know, the party guy. He's got his podcast with his brother, and he then said, I think it was what everyone else is thinking it was, and it's not a big deal. It happens to the best of us, and then proceeded to share a ridiculous story about a time that it happened to him.
Dude, I did this before a game once.
What is this?
And
high school?
I felt, you know, like when you and you know that there's a possibility something just came up, but you're not certain. I turned, and I'm not going to announce names. I turned to my buddy, my O-line friend, and I was like, hey, can you check me? Because I think I might have...
Right. What kind of conversation is this?
Can you check me? Dude, that's a real homie, though. That's
how are we checking? Is he just looking at the pants to make sure that they're not, like, doesn't look like he's sat in Gatorade? Or
yeah, I assume he's turning around and then bending over a little.
Or is he pulling it like...
Sarah, would you check me if I asked you to?
I wouldn't want to, but I would. I would.
I wouldn't.
Oh, would you text? Would you check Danny?
Oh, I check him every morning.
Yeah, Danny's a little baby.
Part of our routine.
Yeah. And he checks me. He says you're good. I go out for warm-ups, do the whole warm-ups. Lane comes up to me after warm-ups. He's like, "Hey, you got all up and down your pants right now."
What? Oh. So his homie was wrong.
Well, at first, maybe he thought it was fine. And then as like the practice or the game went on, and all of a sudden it's like, no, you're not fine.
Ooh, see, Taryn, if you checked me out and you were wrong, I would have been so mad at you.
Beat down, for sure. Ooh. We're looking for a beat down to happen during the game. Beat Migs, Rockaholics. It was nice to see you lose today once, Steve. It really felt good.
It was really awesome. It was super fun.
He's got a record of 324 wins, 94 losses, and 55 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.